Good morning and welcome to CNBC TV18's Market Buzz podcast. I am Hormuz Fatakia. A lot of things come to an end tomorrow. The financial year ends, the quarter ends, and so does this truncated week. And as there is a lack of direction in the market, it is mostly in consolidation mode. But when heavyweights put pressure on the index, there is very little to write home about. Same was the case on Tuesday as well, because Reliance, ICICI Bank, HDFC Bank, all three of them contributed to 2/3 of the Nifty fall. However, despite the Nifty and the Nifty Bank underperforming, the broader markets had a field day, led mainly by who else but PSUs. But that may reverse today, as a very interesting note from Goldman Sachs is projecting a 54% potential upside in the stock price of Reliance Industries by FY26 as part of its bull case scenario. Now, Goldman Sachs in its bull case scenario is seeing a price target of 4,495 rupees on Reliance Industries by FY26. You can read that detailed analysis on CNBCTV18.com. Now, aside of Reliance, it is likely to be a day of block deals and QIPs. Now, that trend is also showing no signs of slowing down. Now, first up, we may see a clean out trade in CDSL, where Standard Chartered Bank is likely to sell its entire 7.2% stake via the block deal. The floor price of this deal is at a 6.3% discount to Tuesday's closing price. Another block deal that is likely to take place today is in Aster DM Healthcare, where Olympus Capital Asia Investments may sell a 9.8% stake in a deal that is valued at nearly 1,950 crore rupees. The offer price is between 400 to 432 rupees a share, and as of the December shareholding pattern, Olympus held an 18.96% stake in Aster DM. From block deals to QIPs, Angel One launched a QIP last evening, and sources say that they plan on raising as much as 1500 crore rupees through that. The floor price is at a discount of nearly 7% from Tuesday's close. Angel One said that it plans to use the proceeds to meet increased working capital needs, scale up its AMC business, invest in its wealth management subsidiary, and to pursue inorganic growth opportunities in the fintech space. Now, Angel One launched a QIP and Walkhard closed its QIP last evening. The drug maker has raised 480 crore rupees through that QIP. But the key talking point here is that the investors who have been issued shares under this QIP, they include Madhusudan Kela and the former HDFC mutual fund veteran Prashant Jain, who have been issued shares for their respective funds. Other names here include ICICI Prudential and Mirae Asset, who have also been issued shares. Since we are on the subject of QIPs, Chalet Hotels may launch its own QIP later this evening, and we'll keep an eye out on that. Cipla will also be in focus, as it has signed an exclusive partnership with Sanofi India, under which it will distribute Sanofi India's 6 central nervous system brands exclusively across India. While Reliance has received a positive brokerage note, most other factors are not very supportive of the market. The handover from Wall Street has been weak, but that wasn't the case until the final 30 minutes of the trading session, where all three indices sold off from the day's high. Now, a recent estimate from Morgan Stanley is projecting that pension funds will need to sell nearly $22 billion worth of global equities and buy fixed income worth $17 billion to return to their prior asset allocation levels, and that is due to the recent outperformance of the equity markets. However, the US markets are on track for 5 straight monthly gains starting November of last year. Now, despite the weak close on Wall Street, most Asian equities have opened higher and are trading with modest gains, and the GIFT Nifty is indicating a slightly lower start to the trading day. Away from the markets, the global supply chain is again in focus after the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore in the US in the early hours of Tuesday local time. As much as 2.5 million tons of coal, hundreds of cars manufactured by Ford and General Motors, and lumber and gypsum are threatened with disruption, according to that Bloomberg report. We'll keep an eye out on all of these developments as they emerge. Now, that's all for today. We hope you have a better trading day compared to yesterday. And for all the sharpest markets insights, stay tuned to CNBC TV18 and CNBCTV18.com.